And this is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and every Monday we explore your civic engagement opportunities and take a peek at the week ahead in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County with our partner. Mary Morgan is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and one of the best parts of my week. Happy Monday to you, Mary.
Hey there, and thank you so much. I agree and back at you.
Well, you know, as we start to get into August, certainly parents, kids, everybody starts to get concerned about the start of school. And if you're a school board member, that means you have to start a little earlier.
That is true. And they are getting off to a start this week. There's a retreat on Wednesday, August 22nd at 1 p.m. It's at the Sheridan Ann Arbor, and the school board will meet.
They do this every year, this retreat.
They do, sometimes multiple times a year. I don't yet see an agenda posted, but that'll be up, I'm sure, sometime before the retreat. And, you know, they will probably take a look at the coming year and address any sort of outstanding issues. Sometimes they do visioning exercises. One thing that they might mention is the fact that there are new principals at four public schools this year. So that's going to be a change for some of the schools anyway.
Yeah, there's usually some turnover at the administration level in buildings in every school district every year. So Baugh Elementary, Hazley Elementary, Patton Gill Elementary, and the Pathways to Success campus all getting some new principals, and we'll look forward to welcoming them and meeting them and bringing them into the district. I think it's going to be a good year. One of the things that they talk about almost every year in the Ann Arbor schools is schools of choice. It has been a successful program for the Ann Arbor Public School District. I wonder, as you consider schools of choice, Mary, do you get concerned about the potential impacts it's having on neighboring districts?
Absolutely. I think that's a real concern. I would love to see more collaboration and even consolidation among the school districts. We saw an attempt at that with the Ann Arbor Public Schools in Whitmore Lake that did not move forward.
Right.
I think that there, you know, that's a constant concern, and it's a topic of conversation whenever the issue of schools of choice comes up. And I think that, you know, it's the school board members who support expanding schools of choice often say, well, their responsibility is primarily to the Ann Arbor district, and I get that, but I don't think that it stops at the border. So I really would like to see a little bit more effort to collaborate in that way.
And perhaps that is something that the Washtenaw Intermediate School District will try and approach yet again as we move into the academic year. But speaking of back to school, there are also colleges getting set to open, and at the University of Michigan, voting is on the brain.
That's right. The U of M Voting is Sexy project, we've mentioned this before. It's a collaboration with the School of Art and Design and Music Theater. I think that they will be doing some really creative things once the students start coming back and really getting involved. But they have put out a back-to-school checklist focused on college voters, but really there's a lot of information there that's useful for any of us, including deciding where you want to vote, if you're going to be in town, if you're going to be out of town, or you have some other reason you can't get to the polls, how to vote absentee, and of course, reminding people of the deadline for registration, October 9th, and reminding people to actually vote on November 6th or earlier if they vote absentee.
No, I love that they're putting time and effort into the idea of educating people and trying to get them in advance to make sure that they do show up at the polls. But what does it say about all of us that perhaps the tact we have to take is making voting sexy?
Well, there is that. And I think that one of the things that this group says is they want to make it irresistible, maybe taking out the sexiness of it and making it just more super compelling, as though, you know, you don't really have a choice. But it is true, you know, that people have to be given a reason these days, or some kind of other motivation other than just, you know, it's what you do as a citizen in a democracy. So, yeah, that's a little sad.
Well, let's see if it works out. You are listening to Civic Matters with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative, and we continue on 89.1 WEMU. Now, typically on Monday nights, the Ann Arbor City Council gets together, but there is an Islamic holiday tonight, so the meeting has been shifted to Thursday. What are we looking at?
Well, it's a pretty light agenda. There are a few, you know, items. There's some nominations, the various ordinance changes that are proposed. But one of the things that caught my eye was a report that looks at how to increase citizen participation in the next budget process. This was something that council had asked staff to do and make recommendations. So I was really curious about it. It's not exactly groundbreaking proposals. Really, they're just proposing to do a survey, and this would be a survey that would be open to any citizen, but then that they would plan special outreach to possibly to local co-ops, neighborhood associations, public housing units, and that kind of thing. I know that there are a lot of demands on staff time. I really would like to see a little bit more creativity if they're going to look for public input. But that's what they've got so far, so we'll see what the council has to say about
that. And to take it from the other perspective, let's face it, the Ann Arbor City Council meetings are open. The working sessions are open to the public. The information is available both online and by request from the city. So there is opportunity for the community to be more engaged, more aware, and more informed. So it seems to me it's going to take some effort on both sides to bring it together.
Yeah, we definitely need a budgeting is sexy campaign. There you go.
You may be the only person really in the annals of human history that has ever uttered that phrase.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the same concept, right? That you don't want to really... Budgeting in itself is intrinsically not very interesting for most of us. So how do you draw people's attention? And I get that. It's not an easy task.
Yeah, but then when the budgets come out and we don't like the way it's being allocated, boy, do we have something to say then, don't we?
That is true every time.
So the city of Ann Arbor is going to have a new person on staff that will be helping in all of this process, and that is John Fournier, who comes to the area from Pittsburgh. He's going to serve in a new position as an assistant city manager or administrator.
That's right. Yeah, this is a proposal that the city administrator, Howard Lazarus, put forward, and he'll be starting in early September. Among his roles, he'll be the city's ombudsman, and he'll be a point person for residential groups, which... I think it's a good thing. It is interesting, you know, we saw under one of the previous administrators, Roger Frazier, the city staff being cut quite dramatically. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, over time, we've started to see more hires and new positions created. So this is another one of those. I think it is interesting that his current job, or, you know, most recent job, was as director of on-street and metered parking for the Pittsburgh Parking Authority. So that background will, I think, serve him well here in the city with a lot of issues related to parking, although that won't be his primary responsibility.
But it is certainly no accident, is it?
Doubt that it's an accident, right.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Civic Matters, our regular Monday get-together with Mary Morgan of the CIVS City Initiative. Now, everybody knows, if you live in the state of Michigan, that anytime there is even remotely warm weather, there is road construction. And there's some big projects coming up that the Michigan Department of Transportation is looking for some public input on.
Yeah, you know, I have to give a shout out to Ryan Buck and the folks at the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study. They highlighted this, the fact that the MDOT has a five-year plan that's out there, and they're wanting public input. Unfortunately, we just have a couple days left. The deadline for giving input is tomorrow. But there are going to be some big projects coming up in the 2019 to 2023 timeframe, including portions of Michigan Ave in the Ypsilanti area, US 12, US 23. And I think that, it's just a good idea to check it out and make sure that you have a little bit of a heads up on things that are coming down the pike for MDOT.
Yeah, and some of these are going to be longer term and big projects, so it would definitely potentially impact people's travels.
That is true, and we see a lot of road construction around, even though people still complain about the roads, and as do I. My scooter hits a pothole. It's not a pleasant thing.
It's tooth jarring.
At the least, it's tooth jarring. But there are funds being allocated, and locally, the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study, it's often called WATS, is the point organization for some of these efforts, and they try to disseminate information. They do a pretty good job at it.
Thank you so much for the time and the information. I always appreciate it and enjoy it.
Well, likewise. I hope you have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in civic matters. Sign up for the Civ City newsletter at civcity.org and check out all of the information on today's topics at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.